So, what's up, everybody? It's Tuesday, and today I would like to share something with you that I've discovered. I think yesterday I had a more detailed look into it. I already knew it before, but I never really paid attention to it. And that is the function of Google Maps, which is, I think, called Google Maps Timeline. And that was really fascinating to me. All the data Google is collecting and publicly showing to me, and I don't have to put in a lot of effort. For example, like to get your data from Facebook, you have to, there are a few steps involved, and I think this friction is holding back most people. I think besides me, I maybe know one or two friends that have done it. Because I think there's too much friction and people don't want to take time to get the data. And for Google Maps, this timeline function is just you go in the Google Maps app, and there's a button that's called timeline. You can press on it, and it will show you pretty much most of the stuff that it has collected. I don't know what's going on in the background, but I can tell you what it shows. And that was really interesting to me. Because I've looked up, for example, exactly today, 1 year ago from today. It was just so cool because at that time we were just moving into a new office. And from that day, it has collected the messages I've received, the pictures I've taken on which location. How long I've stayed at that location, how long it took me to get to another location, which route I've chosen. I think maybe also which contact I've called. So it collects all this information in the background. I know people are very, very aware of data security. I will not talk about this and what my opinion is about that. That's our own topic. But yeah, it was just interesting for me because I could really see on Google Maps exactly 1 year ago how I was driving around Vienna from one apartment to another, grabbing stuff for our office. And yeah, I think it collects that data every single day. And yeah, I'm looking forward to how that will look like in a couple of years because we have no idea what we will be able to do one day with this data. Maybe we have an assistant and we can put all this data that we have collected over years from us into this assistant and we can recall them and I don't know what we will be able to do. It's just like collecting the DNS from your grandparents would be awesome to have now because now you could figure out which diseases they have, which was not able before. So I think the opportunities open up. It's hard to see it now. But yeah, I'm pushing into it that I want to just collect more data about myself to see what I can do with that in, let's see, 1 decade. So yeah, try it out. Have a look at your timeline if Google tracks you as well. I guess yes. Don't be scared of it. I think we have to see the positive aspect. Enjoy your day and talk to you tomorrow.